The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adret, Azele, Usia, Lucia, Metatlin, Bahet Kabel, Eshtami Tukat Amisbe and Loktikbi. God bless my father's children. There and everywhere. Bonsoir and welcome to the only genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. God shine his face upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. This is my prayer, and it has always been my prayer. Well, today we have spirit messages. We have spirit messages and got something on the end of it. Yeah, it's called Good Ghost. Good Ghost. You've been hearing a lot about ghosts, and it ain't been too nice. It's been nice. I have to take that back. It could be nice, but it ain't. But it ain't nice. Well, I just thought that I would tell you about good ghosts. Yes, I would. And to how to know that the one you got spooking you is a good one. Yeah, you can know. You can know just like you know your name. You can know your name. Now, messages are given for you by the Spirit. The Spirit gives the message. Yeah, the Spirit gives the message. And when you receive the message is for you. It is for you. Now, in order to receive the message, you got to call in, like always. Call 646-716-9149. 646-716-9149. 6-4-9-1-4-9. Now the number again is 646-716-9149. Now, you should know it. You should have it. You should have it to the point where you can just, well, you can repeat it to me better than me giving it to you. But if you don't, I've got something for you. I got a way for you to use all of it. Now you listen and you know what, if you can use it, take the information. Okay? Now here you go.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth generation seer and an all around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The quick instant blessing. Be there.
Now, everybody, I don't know if you've gone to my website yet. No, I don't. Well, when you do, I want you to pay strict attention to something. When you get to the first page, the landing page, there's a button that says Start. Now, you click that button. You click that button. But what comes up is really a big old ad, a great big ad, about numerologist.com. Numerologist.com. Now, I want you to remember that. Remember that, because those numbers, the numbers in numerology, well, they can set you free. They sure can. It can set you free. But if you go on there and you get it, you go to it, you click it, let's say you click it, you get a free numerological report. You get a free one. Yes, you do. You get one absolutely free. So don't look at me or anything, but you will get one free. You will get one free. And all you have to do is just go click on it. That's all. Now that's the numerologist.com. Numerologist.com. Go and get a free one. Go and get a free one today. Today. You know, you can wait till after the broadcast and go today. It don't take no time. It don't take no and besides, I wonder how many of you are on Android or iOS too. I wonder how many of you. You can get it today. You can get it now. You can get it now. It's just pressing a button and clicking when it says, you want to click here? Yes. Yes. Now, remember that, numerologist.com. Numerologist.com. It is something free. It's something free, but it's very important for you too. All right now? Okay. Well, we have spirit readings. We have people who want spirit readings, and we'll give them to them. Well, yeah, right now. Okay. Area code 704. This is Papa. Say hello.
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 All right. I had a question. My grandson had come home from a little place where he had been, and he's trying to get his driver's license, and he'd been studying, and I got to help him to get some insurance today, and I was just wondering, is he going to get them licensed tomorrow? He said he's going to study tonight. I was just wanting to know. I'm his grandmother.
Oh yeah. Well, will you get the license? Well,
driving,
I don't know. It depends on if he studies enough for it. But he's got the smarts to get it, and he's got the wherewithal to get it. But it's just that. It's really up to him. It's really up to him if he wants to get it or not. And now, the only thing that you could do is to try and make him get it. And
okay.
That's real easy. You just take some sugar and some salt. In fact, you can take the salt, and as he walks out the house, you could put the salt down. You know, or as he walks out the house, you can put the sugar down. Or you can put them both. Just both of them. And with that, he should be able, if he wants it, he will be able to get it. Okay? But if he don't, it ain't going to do nothing if he don't want to get it. No, sir. It is not going to do nothing. Nothing at all. But if he does, and you put those things down, he will get it.
Okay.
He will get it. At least he'll try hard.
Okay.
He'll get it. Okay.
He just missed one yesterday, and he's going back tomorrow, so I'm hoping he'll get it.
Okay. All right. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we see what God will do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I tell you something. Let's just play some music, okay? Let's play some music.
Thank you.
Well, everybody, we're back. We're back. Hey, I want to tell you something. On the talisman, get that. Well, get a piece of paper and a pencil right now. Get a piece of paper and a pencil. Because I want to tell you something. I want you to get it and get it right. Yeah, that's right. I want you to get it and get it right. I want you to write it down. Write it down. You see, yesterday I told you about a talisman and a little description about it, well, how much it costs, all that. But I didn't give you everything about it. Now, this talisman is for whatever purpose you got, be it money, be it love, be it protection, whatever it is, you need this talisman. You need it. I mean it. You really do need it. It is for everything. Everything, as I said, within its four corners are the name of Almighty God, are the name, God's personal name, and one of God's great names. In each corner, God reveals himself to you. He reveals himself with this talisman. Nothing can hurt you. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can get in your way. This is a talisman of Solomon. That's right. This is from Solomon. And I want you to get it. This thing is on gold parchment paper. It is written in gold ink. It comes in a frame. Well, maybe you don't want a frame. This one comes in a frame. But on the back of it, it has a packet, which is the name of the gentleman or the name of the lady whom it is made for. This is made for a person specifically. Yeah. It's made for you. It's made for you. Now, I can only tell you, this is something which the Lord God has bequeathed to us. It is something which the Lord God has allowed it to be made for us. And it is something which the Lord God will keep for us. Now, I'm going to tell you right out. You have got to send me an email. The email goes to Papa Say, capital P-A-P-A-C, capital C-E, P-A-P-A-C-E, at mail, mail.com. Now that's capital P-A-P-A, capital C, capital E, at mail, mail.com. You should get this talisman. I mean, you should get it, because, hey, I'm going to tell you something. So many people around you will get it or have it, and it'll be working for them. And then you're going to wish you had it, but you won't be able to get it. I don't know how long I can keep this. I don't know, just how far to go. I don't know it. All I know is you can get it now. And you get it by contacting me, papasay@mail.com. Capital P-A-P-A, capital C, capital E, at mail, mail.com. Now, that's the only way. That's the only way. And you better hurry. Hurry up and get it before it's all gone. Yeah, before it's all gone. Because you know what? I don't know how long the Spirit going to keep this out there. I don't know. I don't know. It could be a couple of hours, a couple of minutes. It could be a couple of weeks. I don't know. I don't know. Only thing I do know is that you can get it now. You can get it now. So you contact me. That's capital P-A-P-A, capital C, capital E, at mail, mail.com. Now you try that, and it'll be done. Now I told you last night to do it. Some of you didn't. You wasn't thinking about it. In fact, some of you, I don't know if you got computers or not. If you don't, you could do it on your phone. You could make it on your phone. You see, so you have to get this talisman. You have to get it. You have to have it. It is yours. Yes, it is. Now, when you get it, remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. All right? Okay. Now, we're going to get into it about good ghosts. Good ghosts. Now, you got a pencil and a piece of paper so you'll be able to write it. You know, a ghost is a spirit. A spirit and a ghost are the same thing. And that means that all of us are spirits, are ghosts. We are. We have a physical body now, but we are really ghosts, a spirit. That is what you are, a ghost. And the difference between them, there are good ghosts and there are bad ghosts. Good ghosts, or rather should I say, let's start with bad. Bad ghosts try all type of confusion with people. They try to hurt people. They try to make people those type of things which will destroy them. Those bad ghosts, you know, try everything to hurt, to maim, to destroy a person. But a good ghost doesn't try that much. A good ghost is only there to give you a message, to tell you he loves you, or to, you know, some other good thing. But it is never anything bad. Now, a good ghost now, has all of the arrangements to protect himself. That's right. A good ghost knows how to protect himself, and he will protect himself. No matter what, he will protect himself. There's nothing a bad ghost or a human being will do to him because he always has his protection up. It's always working. And people would ask, well, why? Why would he have protection? Why shouldn't he, you know, be worried about it? It is because good ghosts are concerned about that. They know in the spirit world there are good and there are evil entities. They know it. They know that good people do certain things and bad people do certain things. Oh, yeah, they know it. They know it. And they do not want the influence of a bad person to overtake them. No, they don't. So they will keep their defenses up. Their defenses are properly aligned. And that you can tell they got defenses on them. You can tell, and it doesn't matter. Even when they, you know, even when the good personalities come around you, a person that they love and they respect, they have defenses up. They have defenses up. Well, why? You say, why, Papa say? Why did he put a, why they put a defenses in? I ain't going to do nothing. Yeah, but that good spirit don't know that. He don't know it. And with this one, with his defenses being, it better be safe than sorry. So this, when you put the defenses up and you're good, ain't nothing but good going to come to you. Now, you put them up and whoever you talk to is bad, what's going to happen to them? Well, I hate to tell you, but they cannot speak. They cannot speak because they cannot get past the good intentions. Do you hear that? They cannot get past them. The whole thing is about bad folks. That's all a bad ghost is concerned about, bad people. Bad things happening or a bad future. That's all it's concerned about. But the good ones are concerned about you being better on the spirit side. You being a proficient person on the inside. You being a kind person on the other side. The bad people ain't concerned about that. No, they don't want this. They want you mean, evil, and ornery, just like they. They want you to be just like them. Yep, they want you just like them. And so they will try everything they can do to make you that. Now, the first step, the first step is they attack your thinking. Your thinking. They try to get you to believe that whoever you are thinking on, who's on your side, is not kind, is not loving, is not a good ghost. They want you to think it's bad. Why? So you won't listen to them. You won't listen to them. You'll be afraid of them. They will tell you something about them, which is usually bad. Yes, usually bad. But in the long run, the whole thing is so that you will not trust the good person. Don't trust the good one. See, the bad ghost wants you to believe him and no one else. A good ghost, he don't care if you believe him. He wants you to just believe the right thing. He wants you to believe what's right about a person. Not what's bad, what's good about them. Now, the second thing is that the bad ghost, he's got you thinking what's wrong and whatnot. He will try to get you to see what's wrong. In other words, that bad ghost will play a picture or pictures of, or if you want to put it away, a movie in front of you, which shows the person that you're talking to doing bad. That's right. His whole thing is to show that he is not alone. When he is through, you're supposed to believe that he is a good person, that he's the one that told you the truth, that he's the one that's looking out for him. But he's not. It's not him. It's not him. It is just the bad ghost, the bad spirit. You know, with the bad spirit, a whole lot of things can come in. A whole lot of them. A whole lot. Sometimes the bad ghost will have other ghosts come along with him. He'll have other ghosts help him. He'll have other ghosts who will act like they are the good one. He will. And the bad one is the only person who's doing right. He is the only person that is truthful in it. But he ain't. He ain't. No, he's not. See, the thing with these spirits is that you can know the good from the bad. You can know the good from the bad because the good has nothing on his mind but love for you. Nothing on his mind. Nothing else. Nothing else. Now, the evil person has nothing on his mind but evil for you, but wrongness for you, but destruction for you. That is how you know the difference. That is how you know the difference. And the bad one, will try everything he can to make you fearful, to make you afraid, to make you distrust the good person or the good person you are. Now, the way he does that is he will always show you something frightening. He will always show you something frightening. Now, that's not a hard thing. No, that's not hard, because those spirits are dead and they can read your mind at all times. Hello? They can read your mind at all times. As long as you don't have protection, they can read your mind. Now, see, what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about people that don't believe in them. Because they don't believe, they think won't nothing happen. That's a lie. That's a lie, because when they don't believe, their mind is open. It's open to it. And so they're able to bring in anything or do anything to them. And sure, they can do whatever they will to a person which says or does not believe in them. Now, it might look like the bad people are winning. The bad spirits have it all, but they don't. They don't, because the power which they have, they stole it, they have power, then it is energy from their surroundings. It is the same energy that the good person has, that you have. So you see, it pays to believe in them. It pays to believe in them, because if you know that you have the good energy, you can use it. You can use it. Now, when I say good energy, I mean it's really all of the energy is ambidextrous. It can go one way or the other. It has no conscious, no flow. It's just energy. But whoever you use, He is the one. He is the one which can control how the energy is used. If the individual is evil, the energy he uses will become evil. If you are good or he has good, then the energy will become good. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. You cannot play with evil spirits and you be a good ghost. You think you're good, and you're not. And you're not. You cannot be a good person, and there is nothing wrong with you. You've made no mistakes. Hey, wait a minute. We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. In fact, a bad person alive is a bad person dead. A good person alive is a good person dead. A bad person dead does not become a good person. You get it? A dead person that's bad does not become a good person. A good person that's dead don't become a bad person. Whatever you were when you were living, you will be that when you're in the spirit body. Yeah, you will be that. If a man was a drunkard, a whole mind whatnot when he's alive, he, God bless you, but I tell you, he's going to be the same thing when he's a spirit. The same thing. Now, certain people can free themselves from it. They can. Why? Because they want to, and, well, they leave themselves open for it. They leave themselves open for it. But I don't care. A good ghost does not have to worry about that. He does not have to worry about that. Because only goodness, will come to him. Only goodness will. Now, ain't that something better? Ain't that better than just being one? Now, you know, people have ghosts too, which are not good and not bad. They're somewhere in the middle. Well, those ghosts are really bad ghosts. Those are bad ghosts. Yes, they are. Which are not making their intentions known. Those are bad ghosts. Those are individuals which are what? Trying to destroy. And you have to keep good on your mind. Good concerning everyone, concerning him. Now, what's spiritual energy? Spiritual energy is thought. Spiritual energy you call thought. So, when you send out thoughts of good, of peace, of love, all over everywhere, those thoughts go everywhere. Everything that meets it will have it. And those that don't want it will run from it, will attempt to stay away from it. See, there is much which you have to understand, which we have to understand, concerning the spirit realm. I'm just giving a little bit of it. I'm giving you a little bit. But there is much to understand and much, much whom which you will have to really investigate on your own.
New Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one Real Hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Thank you.
me, it's time to go. It's time to go. So I was getting ready to say goodbye. Well, I hope you remember what I told you about the talisman. And I hope you remember about on the website, numerologist.com. Ooh, you will get a free numerology reading. Yep, you will get a free one. You ain't got to pay nothing. Free, gratis. Compute is for you. Now, that is something which I have worked out for you. For you. Now, you go to numerologist.com. You go ahead and you take it. You take advantage of it because you need to know it. You need to know it tonight. You need to know it, well, in fact, right now. So go and do it, okay? And remember, there's only one real hoodoo. Yeah, there's only one. There's only one real hoodoo. And there is one Papa Say. Now, God bless you. God keep you. I'll see you tomorrow at the same time at 7 p.m. Goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.